As the leadership of the Southern National Association of Teachers, we welcome the statement that has been forwarded to us and to the government of Swaziland by Education International, because at this point in time, we are going through very, very difficult times as a country and as citizens because of the political turmoil that has engulfed the country. And I think the rest of Africa and probably many countries from many parts of the world are beginning to refocus on Swaziland because of the human rights abuses. So we welcome the statement by Education International. It gives us the moral support that we so much need and desire at this particular point in time.
Some Swazis are also expressing concern that the organization, SNAD, seem to have turned very political and that you are behind and organizing some of these protests that have turned violent, leaving at least 52 people dead. 200 people, I understand, have been injured as a result of it.
As a teacher union, we know for a fact that we are a labor union and our operational domain is that of a labor union. We do not engage actively on purely political issues, but as a human rights organization, we embrace international principles and concepts such as democracy. What we have done as an organization is that we have aligned ourselves with the rest of the organizations inside Swaziland that are calling for a democratic dispensation that will see each and every citizen participating actively in the running of his or her affairs. In fact, that is what we are all about as it's not, but we are also mindful of the fact that as a union, we are concerned about the bread and butter issues and probably sexual and professional issues that affect our members. But the truth of the matter is we are only joining the call of those people who are calling for a democratic dispensation. It may not be necessarily be true that we are behind planning the countrywide protest. It's just that we were participating in the protest, although we will know for a fact that what then happened, it ended up being a riot more than just being an organized protest. But we understood it as educators to mean it is a way in which the sources are expressing their disgruntlement, their dissatisfaction, and their confusion about the status quo. That is why people were then doing things in ways that are not acceptable.
Is your organization going to engage with other stakeholders and the government to try to resolve this ongoing impasse?
Teachers are torchbearers in each and every society. That is why I loosely define teaching as a professional way of emancipating citizens of any country or society from the bondage of ignorance. And as such, we are promising that we are going to play an active role in the negotiated settlement. But we, of course, know that as SNAT, as the teacher union, we also affiliate to our labor center and the labor center that we affiliate to. If those who are going to be meeting the SADC Troika organ on peace and security are going to request for representatives from labor, we will welcome an arrangement where we are going to be represented by those who are serving in the labor center. It may not necessarily be us directly participating, but of course you know that through representative democracy and through the delegation of authority kind of setup, we can be able to participate, but actually giving those who are going to be representing us in those forums, so they are going to be carrying our mandate as well.
What is your reaction to supporters of the government who are of the view that leaders of SNAD, including yourself, who have been participating in the protests that have turned violent, should be arrested and prosecuted for threatening the country's peace and stability?
The powers that be are well aware of our duties and our obligations as the teacher union. But again, it is true that those members of parliament who were at the forefront of everything, they are warrants of arrest already prepared, and they are going to be arrested. But we haven't heard anything with regards to the teachers, including myself and the president. Our role is clear. And if I can tell you, we were not actually taking an active role, but what we were only doing was actually to offer solidarity, moral support, and sort of give explanations and directions where needed, because we are part of the society as well.